No, we're not doing any of that script stuff. You're just going to answer my questions that I direct at you.
Are we videotaping this too?
Yes.
Are we recording this up for videotaping?
Is everyone recording?
I'm recording on both of these.
Let's clap.
God damn it.
Let's clap for sync.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Good. Perfect. We're always perfectly on time.
We still got it, guys.
Still got it.
Your Hollywood system stole our sex and co-opted our violence, so there's nothing left for our kinds of movies.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Where in the hell are we?
Want a date?
If I want your opinion, I'll beat it out of you.
This whole thing has turned into a theatrical mockery. You understand that, Mike?
Stop eating my sesame cake!
I'm so sure.
Just look like you like me, and let's fan talk.
No! Wolfman's got gnar!
You know, that's just like, your opinion, man.
What did I say? No jelly roll.
I get older, they stay the same age.
You can't piss on hospitality! I won't allow it!
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Well, I didn't want to talk over it. It was so beautiful. Hey, guys. Welcome to Cold Film Interview, the podcast where we discuss the films you love and no one else gets, and we see if they still hold up. Tonight, we don't have a movie. No, we don't have a movie because we're just sitting around testing out some new equipment because hopefully we will be back. Oh, we are. We're back. I'm not going to say hopefully. We're back.
Got a Rancor to show for
it. Yeah, we got a brand new audio equipment to show for it, and we're back. We are back. We're going to be back once a month to review some of your favorite cult films. I know it's not as much as it used to be once a week, but that's because that almost killed us. It's true. It's true. Hold on now. Don't give spoilers away. I got questions, and that could be an answer right there. But I'm so happy to be back in the room with you guys. There's going to be a new look. Obviously, it's bright and shiny in here. You can actually see our faces, so you know who you're yelling at. On the video screen, I guess.
On the video screen, yeah.
On the YouTube or whatever you kids are watching this on. It's been about, what, 3 years? 2 years since our last episode? When was Halloween? 3 years? It was COVID times.
It was
Halloween 2018.
Shortly after COVID times.
No, I remember recording it in my fucking closet.
Why were you in your closet?
Because he lived at the apartment.
I lived in a studio apartment.
And you were like, I can't get down there, guys. I can't do our normal. God, that new equipment.
I don't think that's the time for
sound effects.
I'm actually going to look it up right now. I'm going to tell you guys right now.
That's what I'm doing. I'm going to beat you to it. I'm going to win.
Go for it.
Okay. Halloween 2018 was released in 2020, October 28th, 2020.
So 3 years.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
It's been 3 years.
3 years later, we're back. We're going to do 12 shows in a year, obviously, because we're doing one a month. And we're back.
Back and doing math.
Yes, we're back. Oh, God. If it's as good as our movie reviews, then you can take it to the bank. So let's do this, guys. Tell me. I got some questions here generated by our friend at ChatGPT. Tell me.
Oh, my God.
Since it's been 3 years.
Hello, young gentleman.
Since your last episode, can you tell me what inspired you? Let's start with Mike to come back to Cult Film and Review, to bring Cult Film and Review back.
Yeah. Why did you come back, Mike?
Why did I come back? Truth be told, it's because like all of you woke up one day and were like, we're doing the podcast. And I'm like, well, fuck, I guess I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm very susceptible to peer pressure and I can't say no to things. I'm a notorious people pleaser.
What about you, Chris?
Oh, for me, it was I really miss watching movies. No, and also just, you know, it was just something that like I realized was like just such a fun part of my life, you know, which was sitting down, watching something subjectively and discussing it with people who have usually somewhat or completely different opinions than me, and actually gaining knowledge from that experience and gaining like appreciation of film even more so from that experience of like having that discussion. So I really miss that in my life. I don't feel like I get that a lot in just regular everyday life.
Yeah.
Like I do, but you know, it really like gives me a reason to dive in and love film more and to like appreciate it as an art.
I like it.
Kyle, 3 years. What do you think? What brought you back?
Oh, because you guys wanted to do it, and I miss my friends.
There it is. Deep answer.
Let me just say, I'm really happy you went with that answer, because after this like really heartfelt answer, I felt really fucking terrible. Be like, I just did it because I miss my guys. And Chris is like, I'm dedicated to cinema and everywhere. I miss the dedication I gave to that every day, every week.
No, not me. Us. Like
with
my
four most cherished friends.
As I go back and listen to old episodes, you know, like some are better than others, but like what I realize is how fun it all is. Like, and it's not that we ever take ourselves like too seriously, and like hopefully never comes across like that on this show.
I don't think it does.
This is not a podcast for like the serious cinephile. It's like
they definitely let us know that.
Yep, we hear about it all
there
the time.
Sometimes.
Ooh, that reminds me.
What?
I wanted to show off three ideas I had for a new logo for the podcast.
Yay.
The iTunes.
Oh, we'll do that live on camera, but I also...
Live?
Yeah.
It was such a weird segue. You're like, hey guys, cut that off right now. I know you love your friends and shit, but I got some new logos.
I know. It was out of nowhere.
It was so fucked up.
It was the most ADHD thing I've fucking seen in a while.
Cody, why did you come back to the podcast?
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for being a number one. Thank you for being a professional. No, I'm glad you asked me this, and I'm also shocked that no one played this card. You know why I came back, Chris? I came back for the fans. I came back for them.
I feel like
nobody played that card because they were waiting for you to do
no
it.
Yeah, no one could take that from you.
No, in all honesty, it's one of the reasons that I wanted to do this. The fact that we've essentially been off for almost 5 years, and the fact that you guys keep on leaving us reviews and asking us to come back it's crazy. It's just crazy to me. Like, we literally get them all the time, and it's nice. It's amazing. And let me know that. Creatively I did make a difference, and I didn't think originally when we were doing this, I don't think I realized realized that, you know what I mean? Like, so it's cool. I'm glad that people enjoyed it and like hearing this four idiots talk about movies. Like, that's so cool. Yeah. that people would actually take time out of their day.
We don't fucking know what we're talking about.
To listen to us. Yeah. Like, it's insane to me. And I'm just so grateful for it. And the fact that you guys just really did keep reaching out to us and are excited about it is just what brought me back. Yeah. That and, you know, snacks. We'll get to
snacks.
That in a
minute. Segue.
We'll get to snacks.
We'll get to the snacks.
Did you bring snacks tonight? I did.
In a minute.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
no one put that in the notes. Nobody put that in the invite.
Or did you bring snacks for yourself and not enough for the class?
Oh, yeah.
There's enough for the class.
Oh, wow. Okay, well then. All right. Chris, can you tell me, how has the podcast evolved during our break? Are there any new elements and changes in the format that listeners can expect?
Well, as far as I know,
I just want to appreciate the fact that ChatGPT referred to us breaking up as a break during the break.
No, that's what it was.
It is.
I mean, new to the format, I want to kind of stick to the format, but also we're adding some additional fun things.
We are.
Like peppered in there. And we're...
Dude, we cut it off too early. Should have let it play out.
I mean...
It's a new toy. Let's play with it.
As you can see, we've got new toys and hopefully new production value coming.
Yes. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
I know
hopefully.
It looks like shit right now, guys, but I do promise you that we are working very hard.
No, there are new segments coming. I think we are going to continue. Are we doing the drink?
We're doing a drink.
We'll do a drink for the episodes, which is awesome. If you've seen some of our YouTube stuff, we used to have Kyle and Mike come up with drinks, and we're gonna incorporate that into the podcast.
I don't even know if I can do that anymore. I don't drink anymore, you know.
Oh, neither do I.
Yeah,
but
what do you mean? What do you mean? No, I don't need.
Well, I can't come up with cocktails anymore.
Oh, I can.
Oh,
I can just put shit together. I guess it's fine.
That's okay. Just put shit together. Who cares? Don't put any thought into it. It doesn't matter.
So we'll have a drink segment that's going to go over what drink we're having while we watch and enjoy.
Sounds like it might be terrible.
Talk about this film. We're also going to do a segment that I've been calling it to myself, Let's All Go to the Lobby. And that's where we're going to all bring a snack to enjoy And we're going to review those snacks for you guys. So maybe it's a snack that you'll have while you watch the cult film that we're reviewing or listening to the podcast or on your way to work. Who knows?
All you ASMR fans.
Yeah,
you're
going to
love that segment.
For my smacking lips. No, I actually was thinking about it. I was like, we can get like the initial crunch or whatever it is of that, but we shouldn't be slobbing
snacking
all over the fucking mics.
Bro, is there a fucking condom wrapper in here?
No, that's a lens wipe.
It's just like
it fell off my bag.
I was like
crumpled and like laying on the
side. I had no idea what you were talking
like
about.
Fucking condoms laying around. Like,
hey Kyle, what are some of the key lessons you've learned the past 3 years that shape the new era of cult film review? That will shape the new era of cult film review. Over the 3 years, I know you've gone through a lot of trials.
Lots of lessons to be learned.
Tribulations. Tons of lessons. Some would say biblical. Some would say.
What happened to me?
It was a tragedy, really. With those lessons, though, of this hard, hard life that you've lived the last 3 years, what will that bring?
I feel like there's an inside joke I'm not laying
on. No, I'm just literally reading this question and is building on it. It's called Yes And, a thing we talked about
We talked about it.
But yes, are there any lessons that you learned that you're going to be bringing? Like maybe something editing-wise, or I would say our new soundboard, like is a lesson learned, right? Like this whole thing, this thing's badass. You don't even need a fucking computer.
I know you beat yourself up for a long time about that old way that you did it.
True. True. Lessons learned.
Yeah.
Beautiful question.
I can't even fucking answer it.
Over the years, Mike.
Oh, we're going to me? Okay.
Over the years, Mike, you've reviewed a wide range of cult films. Could you share one or two of your favorite cult films and why they hold a special place in your heart?
Okay, I'll talk about one, Miami Connection. I've
God
watched that
damn it,
film.
That's my fucking answer, too.
Well, maybe you should have thought about planning this before you came up with the question. Okay. Miami Connection,
Miami.
Which I've watched.
Miami Connection.
The Mammary Connection.
The Mammary Connection. Has anybody heard that?
Yeah.
It was written by Paul
Russ
Williams.
Meyer film?
Thank you. Thank
yes!
you. Miami Connection, which I've watched a few times afterwards. It's like a film I keep going back to.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would ever came across that movie if it wasn't for this podcast.
Agree.
I can't imagine any scenario.
3 o'clock high for me.
3 o'clock high for you?
Oh my God. Yeah.
I've watched that multiple times as well.
That's a movie I never heard of. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, this is like, how boom. Could I have never seen this before? It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's another one on my list. Chris, what do you got?
Possession.
I didn't even have a second film. He went right past it. Two films.
You fucking struggled with that first one. So.
Did I? I was real quick on that.
Hey, you know, we the conversation was progressing.
Yeah.
Possession.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a pretty fucked up.
That movie, that was a movie I didn't know anything. I had seen that cover art before and I didn't know anything about the movie. And like, so going into it, I felt very blind. And then coming away from it, I was like, whoa, like that movie I still think about it like in weird ways.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, do you have a second one maybe that you were holding back?
I did. Yes.
What's that second
What's
one?
That?
So it's like the episode that we actually never did, but we recorded, but we never actually released, which is the Phantom of the Paradise one.
We never released that episode?
We never released that episode.
I was too drunk or too
Ryan
something.
Yeah, was on that episode.
It was a train wreck.
Was that the one you started like shitting on?
On Alfred Hitchcock?
Episode, on Hitchcock?
Can I tell you? Fuck Alfred Hitchcock.
You said fuck Alfred Hitchcock.
I think that would have made us go viral.
Yeah, we would have been huge, but you guys had to ruin that moment.
Hashtag fuck Alfred Hitchcock.
Can I be honest? That guy's real full of himself. Get it right. I'm sorry, what was the second one?
And the second one was Phantom of the Paradise.
Phantom of the Paradise.
Which, Phantom of the Paradise is a great movie. Honestly,
which is another film that I would say I have never, like I don't think I would have ever came across if it wasn't for this podcast. Yeah. And I showed it to my wife last night, and she was like, this is one of the best films I've ever seen.
Awesome.
And I was just like, shit.
That's one of the
glad that I could share
that. That's one
that.
Of the movies that like Sammy came to the film bar screening, and she like looked at him, she's like, why did you think I wouldn't like this movie? And I'm like, fuck, I don't know why I thought that. Like, hell
I thought the same
my
thing.
Wife loved
it
too at screening. That was the first time she saw it. And
it's a great movie. And
that album.
I have the soundtrack on my phone.
I have the vinyl. about the soundtrack.
You listened to that vinyl for, like, he was living with me at the time, for the people out there that don't know. He played that album for, like, 3 weeks straight after that episode.
Yeah.
I could see it.
I get it.
Damn good.
I think I've been there. Yeah.
Speaking of, like, live shows and one of my favorite movies, Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Yeah.
That shit was so fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
That live show was fun. There was,
that's one of the craziest.
It was a little too fun, actually, if I remember.
Yeah, that's why I was so
That was the one where, like, a fight broke out and, like, two people almost killed each other.
That's one thing I want to say about our live shows, looking back. Like, I literally got to see all of my favorite movies, basically, in a theater because of the live shows. Yeah. Like, movies that I would have never seen. Like,
oh, yeah, Street Trash.
And Street Trash, yeah. There was those were, I didn't really love, like, hosting them, but I loved seeing those movies in a theatrical environment.
I will say, like, that is a huge, for anybody who's listening from Arizona, that was a huge hit too. In my personal opinion, that was a huge hit to like the film community in Arizona is when Film Bar did not make it through COVID. Like, it, that shit sucked. And that's a huge hit. Like, I think that's a huge hit.
That was supposed to be, I said tough. To myself that, like, after, like, I felt comfortable and, like, you know, the numbers are going down and shit, that I was like, the first film I'm going to watch is at Film Bar. And, like, it sucked that it wasn't that.
Yeah.
It sucked that I had to go to, like, an AMC. Like,
oh, yeah. That does. Especially when you have Harkins here.
It's true.
But yeah, no, that was a tough loss because it gave a lot of people like us and other podcasts in the area an opportunity to show some of our favorite films and to interact with an audience, even though we were terrible interacting with anybody else other than us.
Yeah. I hate public speaking, so it was real exciting to do that every single time.
I think getting multiple people to try to do it at the same time, like four people trying to. Like, that's what makes it hard, I feel like, especially if it's not totally, like...
The fact that you guys were up there made it me more confident.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stand in a theater all alone. There was one night I had to do it alone because I can't remember what the reason was.
Yeah, you went and you, like, agreed to do it for a movie
I will
or
say,
something.
It was rough. It was not an easy thing to do.
I did that as well. Like, they called me in for one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was at the end of its... Yeah. That's unfortunately. Yeah.
What movie was it? Do you remember that you did by yourself, Mike? Jesus Christ. Superstar? Superstar. Sorry.
Yes, wait, mine was a weird, like, Christian movie about a surfer.
Oh,
I saw that. No, I saw that.
Silver Surfer or something like that?
It's called Surfer.
Soul Surfer.
No.
Soul
no.
Surfer.
Surfer, a boy discovers fear, or a boy meets...
Something like
a
that.
A boy faces fear.
I did it. I hosted it one night. Did you host it the other night?
I don't know, because I saw that film at Film Bar.
Yeah.
And I don't remember watching it with you in the house. So maybe that was the case. Maybe it was like you had to do one night and I had to do another night.
Yeah, I think that.
Damn.
I have no idea.
The case. And I had not seen the movie before, so that shit was real fucking shaky.
That was a rough film, by the way. If anybody hasn't seen Surfer, A Boy Faces Fear.
That's the whole title?
Yeah.
Yes. Surfer, A Boy
It's like a faith-based movie.
And it's definitely a so bad it's good kind of like.
Why did a faith-based movie need a host?
Just to introduce the film.
Kyle, I have no idea.
It's Film Bar. Like, it's they play weird good. Shit all the time.
It's a so bad it's good, though.
That's it's like if you took, like, made a faith-based movie out of The Room.
Okay.
Hey, Kyle.
How do you
plan to continue introducing your audience to lesser-known cult films while also catering to fans of more popular ones?
Why do I keep getting all the weirdly worded fucking questions?
I don't even know what he asked you, to be honest.
I don't know what the fucking question. Hey, can you take ChatGPT's question and then put it in your own words?
Yes, I can. Kyle, how do you plan to continue introducing your audience to lesser-known cult films while also catering to fans of more popular ones?
I'm just going
to
pick the movies I want to watch.
There you go.
Yeah.
If
there's and you know what? If we get fan requests and I look at every fan request that comes in, I immediately Google it. I watch a trailer. I find whatever I can. If it looks cool, I'll do it.
Yeah. No, so that's kind of my answer as well, as I figured, like, we all have very different tastes in films, and, like, with such limited picks because we're only doing, you know, 12 films, I was like, well, then I'm going to fucking, I don't care if it's a cult film or not, but I'm like, I'm going to pick something that I would consider, like, a cult film. So you may get it, like, an action film in there.
You know what I mean?
You may get, like, you know.
That's the point.
What we realized, I think, doing the podcast is, well, like, if you look through, like, the cycles of films, like, almost every one we do is almost completely different than the last one that we reviewed.
Right.
And so it's like the genres are just like always like, you know, like cycling through. So if there's action ones in there, if like, I think we should kind of think about that when we make our picks.
Well,
like,
well, it's like, are Ricky we spanning Yo, the genres? About...
Or are we all picking all horror movies, you know, or
well,
whatever?
Well, also like my taste in film is definitely more of a popcorn. Fucking, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. film. So,
right.
That's going to be where we can, you know, because of my picks is what I'm saying. We will pull in a new audience, more people, because of picks of people like me.
That's why that's how it always was. Like, I feel like if Kyle was picking it, you could count that it could possibly be a foreign film or some sort of Western or something. Like, Cody was popcorn films.
Yeah.
Mike always came with these, like, fucking art house films that were just insane. Yes. And then, Chris, your shit was, like, Shock. Like... movies that were like shocking in some way.
Really? I don't know.
No, there's some good ones in there. Like, again, because going back to like films that I probably would have never watched had it not been for the podcast, right? And so, in foreign films, House.
Yeah.
House is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then
I forgot we did that.
Prisoner, help me out here, Kyle. Prisoner. Scorpion. Yeah.
70
Yeah.
Prisoner 7. Oh my God, I forgot.
Yeah.
Even I forgot. It's been
701.
Yeah.
Yes. Fucking
Female Prisoner. There you go.
Yes. Female Prisoner, Scorpion 70. It's got the longest title ever.
I know.
It's a fucking great movie, though.
Fucking phenomenal. Oh, what's the Western that we did?
Blade?
A Man Called Blade.
Oh my God,
what a great movie.
Yeah.
Dude, Riccio was one that
Riccio
I had never heard of. I fucking love that movie.
And that was like an early one, too.
That was like number four or something. Yeah,
that was a I don't know where that one came from or how that got on the radar, but
that movie sticks with me.
Like, I think about it all the fucking time. It's just like so over the top, but like action was incredible. Dad, you know, I'm gonna watch that tonight when I get home.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Your podcast, Cult Film and Review.
Yeah,
it has a dedicated fan base. We know that by them leaving reviews for the last 5 years, saying please come back.
Please.
How did you stay connected with your audience during your hiatus? And what role? Excuse me, Chris. And what role did their feedback play in your return?
I stayed connected by reading text messages that were sent to me that were usually screenshots of reviews for Cult Film and Review.
That is true.
And how I really connected was I deleted all of my social media so that I actually wasn't connected at all. So
there you go. Mike?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I looked at you and said Kyle. It was a weird moment for me.
I forget you guys too.
Mike, how did you stay connected with the fans while times were tough? And
I actually had a few fans like reach out to us. Like it was kind of, you know, and I would, you know, it was always exciting to hear from people that were like, yeah, come back. And, you know, and I know we were like in limbo for a while. We were like,
I love how many times you and I have renewed the the website domain.
it was like
another couple hundred dollars, and we're just like, look at each other like, do you think we might pull it together in 2 years? I don't know. I'm like, oh, let's just do it. Well, better safe than sorry.
I think it was always in the back of our head. Like, we were always just like, yeah, at some point in time, probably we're probably all going to need
I just
to
wanted,
do it.
I always wanted to keep it up because I wanted my kids to find the show.
That's true.
Yeah. I think that's important. Yeah. And having it out there, like, just like people are always discovering the show because it's about the movies. Like,
really?
It's not about, like, it's people who are looking for a review of the specific movie, usually, is how they like find themselves looking or to us. So that's a kind of a good thing. It's like, as long as we're covering like a good vast amount of like movies,
we'll be netting
a wide audience.
Here's what I can, here's something I want to ask all of you guys, because I know returning to the podcast, you know, after a long break can be challenging. What are some of the obstacles you faced in getting Cult Film and Review back on track? I would like to answer this. Lighting.
Yeah, lighting.
Number
one.
Yeah. eight man number two.
Yeah. Who knows if they're still running?
Yeah, that's also true. Probably not.
Mine's blinking.
I don't know if mine is. I don't see anything.
yours always failed, I feel like.
I think the biggest obstacle
Time.
Time.
Was just honestly, yeah, no, it was time. It was just having the time away to be like, yeah, I want to go back and do that. But I want it for funsies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to take it as serious as I did the first time because I naively thought there was money in podcasting.
You know? I mean,
I feel like a lot of people forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not any money in podcasting.
There's none. Yeah. There's absolutely zero.
Well,
so it really comes down to do you want to get together and just talk about movies with your friends?
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's like,
yep.
For me, that was it. Like, yes.
That's the fun part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's what I missed was just like having people to just like watch a movie and all come away with something different and also just be like mind blown by someone else's perspective on something.
I was also thinking about it. I was kind of bummed. Like, I feel like my skills as an editor like just sharply decreased since we stopped the podcast because I'm not editing some piece of audio every week anymore. Like, so I'm like really excited to like have a reason to sit down, you know, and like mix a whole episode again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Fucking what was that? Wow, dude, what a great wow.
Yeah, thanks.
Woo!
There you go.
In a landscape with so many podcasts, because there are tons of podcasts out there, especially movie podcasts, what do you believe sets Cult Film In Review apart? And how do you plan to maintain your unique voice in the podcasting world, Mike?
I don't think there's any way we can change our voice. Like, I literally don't think so.
Yeah.
Even listening to this
we have
right
a
now,
voice.
Like, it just kind of feels very natural talking to you guys. Like, every time we got on and started an episode, I don't think we ever like really planned it out, which probably showed. But like on the other end, it was just, it always worked out because we've been friends for so long and we have the same taste in film to some degree. And like, we just understand like this is what we do when we hang out.
Right.
I think is the thing I would want to stress the most.
Yeah.
Like that's why it's so natural.
Yeah, there's like how many think of how many like, you know, nights at O2 Lounge or different bars where we're just all four of us kind of sitting around like chatting about this before we did the podcast.
Right.
Like
some biker comes up like, "You guys want to play pool?" I'm sorry. No, we're talking about you know, the newest Halloween
obscure
movie.
Ass fucking.
We don't have time for that, sir.
You guys don't even understand. I recently watched the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh god, how was all it?
Right. Fucking cool. So good.
Oh,
like honestly,
did you think it was gonna be bad?
Yeah,
you some bitch,
dude. You're wrong. Like, can I just say this?
Why am I wrong? Because I thought something.
Yeah,
because
you get it right.
That's
exactly.
That's half the
wrong
fun of the show
to
is
lie.
Yelling at the other people for their opinions.
How dare you? So I saw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles recently, and the new one, Mutant Mayhem, and it's a fantastic film. I do recommend it. Jackie Chan is amazing as Master Splinter. That's all I can say. He's fantastic.
Cool.
He's fantastic. And
that makes it good. That would be a great choice for Splinter.
I thought the same thing, but they go a different route with it. In my opinion, like the character style, and that's what makes it great, is because you're expecting one thing and you get something else with
it. Okay.
And the other thing I really enjoy about the film, besides the animation, because the animation is fantastic, the animation and the music, the soundtrack, the feel of it feels like New York.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very important when it comes to turtles, you know, that they're in ancient China, you know, or wherever they're at in the second one. I don't even think they're in New York in the second one anymore.
The third one, you mean?
Third one, they're
the
in
third
ancient
China. Turtles in Time?
Yeah.
It's Turtles in Time.
He's in Japan.
I think Secret of the Ooze is in
New York?
I think it's in the city.
It's in so many clubs, I can't tell what city it is.
it takes place at a lot of Vanilla Ice concerts.
Yeah. So many clubs.
So many warehouses.
So many warehouses full of Vanilla Ice performing.
All right, guys. Well, our cameras are dying, or they had died. Or
might have died.
May have died. I don't know. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. I appreciate each and every one of you coming out here. I'm talking about you three right here.
Yeah.
Coming out here tonight and talking to me and taking my questions. Taking my questions, you know. You guys were not privy to these questions beforehand and handled them like champions. So I just want to say thank you guys so much. Also, go ahead and do us a favor. Give us a follow at Cult Film in reviews. What the fuck is it?
CFIR, right?
No, we haven't changed it yet. We're going to change it.
We don't even know our own socials anymore.
@cultfilm_review.
I'll do it all.
Cultfilm_review.com?
No.
That wasn't it. No, it's just cultfilmreview.com.
We don't need to plug shit.
We're cultfilmreview. Yeah, we don't need to do this.
Well, no, because if they want to follow us to make sure they know when the fucking shows are releasing, it's kind of important that they do.
Okay, okay. Well, you figure out what it is.
We'll figure it out. We're going to say follow us at @cultfilmreview right now until we get a new handle.
Just Google it.
Just Google us. We're around. All right, guys, that's our show. Remember, if you're going to join a cult, make sure they watch good movies. We'll see you next time.